But I can say that this time around is a lot more challenging because our daughter is no longer a baby. The conversations I have with her are extremely painful. He came home after treatment feeling good, making the statement that Daddy's better now and Daddy's home now. She wakes up the next day and she tells people that. She declares it because she's so happy. But she didn't know he'd already relapsed, and I had to tell her. Daddy's not all better, and he's not coming home. And she just cried. A lot. You know, you try to explain it age appropriately. That Daddy was sick before you were born, and he tries. There's things he has to do to stay better, but they're really hard. They're really hard. But he wants to so bad. And he loves you and he wishes he was with you. But how do you cope with that? How do you make sense of that? That if he wants it so bad,
Right,
why
to a
isn't it
child.
happening? You know, so from that moment on, when I had to, this was just a few days ago, when I had to explain that to her, I said, you know, when we miss him now, we're just gonna pray for him. We're just gonna pray for Daddy.
That's a good one.
He's not away because of something we've done, and he's not away because he doesn't want to be here. So all we can do is pray for Daddy to whatever needs to happen, you know, for him to be able to come home, to keep him safe. And there's no instruction manual on how to tell a 5-year-old how to explain. She's, Daddy's sick. What's he sick with? What's the matter? Can't we make it better? And I don't have any answers. And I'll have even less answers should he pass away.